A few years ago, Iraq's Al-Anbar province was in ruins, the result of fighting and attacks carried out by armed groups.
The city of Ramadi, under attack from ISIL fighters.
But for now, the streets of Fallujah are deserted.
Today, its main cities, Fallujah and Ramadi, are full of reconstruction projects and new developments.
Anbar has become a magnet for investments. We facilitate the work of serious investors to work in Anbar province. Since 2017 until 2022, we have managed to start strategic projects in all parts of the governorate, especially with roads, schools and hospitals.
One of them is this hotel in Ramadi. Since the decline of ISIL, it has risen on the bank of the Euphrates River and is nearly ready to welcome tourists.
We need around 18 months to finish, finalize our job here in the site. Only the hindering by after the war of the in the Anbar, the hinders were only the corona events. Once the project will finish, all users will come here, and many guests from outside, from out of Iraq.
It's a change that many here have worked for. In the past, visiting Anbar's main cities would have been unthinkable. But today, improved socio-economic conditions and decreased sectarian polarization after the war against ISIL have made such projects possible. They are financed by the provincial government or the private sector. Omar Rawi is a property developer who has invested millions of dollars in residential compounds.
When we first entered Ramadi after it was freed from ISIL, it was totally destroyed, like the aftermath of World War II. To rebuild a city within 2 years is no easy job. Our investment here is part of returning life to ourselves and our people.
What's missing is foreign investment. Local authorities blame federal legislation and bureaucracy for discouraging overseas investors from entering the market. But business owners are hopeful. They say these busy markets are a sign of a new beginning. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera, Ramadi, Iraq.